Now, you may think, no problem, that's what kids should do. They should be on the beach on a warm, sunny day, but apparently they don't know how to behave themselves.
Well, that's the problem. Carrickmacron Country Park is one of the most popular visitor attractions in Northern Ireland. Obviously, located where it is, in close proximity to the Greater Belfast area, it is very popular, and that is the issue, is trying to get young people to behave. They're very welcome, but obviously they need to work within various parameters, and that's the issue we're trying to deal with.
Yeah, just noticing the old hashtag, quick hide the booze, it's the peelers. And the police can only do so much when it comes to trying to confiscate drink. And kids will be kids, but it spoils the enjoyment for all the other families who want to go to Crawfordsburn Park, for all the residents, and for people who generally want to lap up the sunshine or soak up the sunshine.
Well, this is the problem, and this is where we need a multi-agency approach, involving the council, the TransLink, the PSNI, and others to try and obviously what the police are trying to do is to stop them bringing drink onto the trains. We've had that in place now for a number of years, and generally has been successful. The problem always is having the resources in place when the weather is good. So that's how you have to react. And the problem, as we're all aware, that the limited resources the PSNI now have, but having those available when the weather picks up, young people are attracted to the park, and we need the resources there to manage them.
What age group are we talking about who would have been boozing in Crawfordsburn and Helens Bay and down towards the beaches out of the park?
Well, you're probably talking young teenagers from 12, 16 upwards. You know, and it's sad that young people, you know, get access to such alcohol, bring it out into the public space and make a nuisance of themselves. They're welcome in the park, but not welcome to abuse the place and abuse others. And young families feel it intimidating. It's a great place to go, especially with young children. Easy access to the beach, easy access to the sea, and yet people feel intimidated by such behaviour. So it has to stop, and we need the necessary resources to do it.
Was there a significant police presence there yesterday?
Initially there wasn't, but the police did come into place and took the appropriate action when they were notified.
The parents who send their kids out on a sunny afternoon, would they be thinking, do you think, that young Joe or Josephine's going to the beach just to paddle in the water and eat an ice cream? Or do they know darn rightly that they're going to get half cut and spoil it for everyone else?
Well, I suppose a number of them do, but I suppose we all take the attitude that that happened to my children and my kids don't do that sort of thing, but parents do have to take a responsibility and monitor what their children are doing and their young people. In the main, they're good young people out there. They do a good job and they're out to enjoy themselves, but it's the issue of interfering with other people's enjoyment that needs to be addressed.
And what more can TransLink do? They will inform the police, won't they, if a bunch of kids are on the public transport with drink?
They are, is my understanding, right from the stations from Belfast down, and they're monitoring what young people are getting on. And if it's drink, they'll not allow them on, obviously with support from the police. It is difficult, we appreciate all that, and it's subject to the weather, but more needs to be done to try and reduce the risk of public nuisance in our most attractive Crawfordsburn and Helens Bay areas.
And the drinks industry, they can't wash their hands off it, surely. The supermarkets, the off-licences in particular.
Again, that's right. It's easy access to drink. It's something that needs to be, indeed, I believe, needs to be scrutinised and needs to be tightened up, because drink is relatively cheap, and many people talk about it as cheap as water, in some cases cheaper than bottled water. And the easy access is obviously a real problem for young people. So a multi-agency approach is needed, and vigilance by parents.
It's a long-running sore. Gordon, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Gordon Dunn, one of the DUP MLAs there in North Down. And it is so annoying for families if you're out trying to enjoy yourself and young idiots are arriving tanked up and breaking bottles and roaring and shouting and, you know, just being pests, just being annoying little gits. It's so frustrating for those of us who are trying to enjoy ourselves. And Gordon Dunn touched on it there, and this is really important to emphasise. The vast majority of young people are 100%. youngsters who are down on the beach, who are with their girlfriends, boyfriends or whatever, in and out to the water, having a laugh, you know, a bit of crack, you know, being noisy and boisterous, no bother. We're talking about the pests, the absolute pests. How do we stop them? And would that multi-agency approach actually work?